News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Copper, I got to ask you a question.
Oh yeah.
This is not a question of great substance. So forgive me if I come to you with what we consider to be a trivial matter on the show. But
okay.
Do you like boiled peanuts?
I don't think I've ever had boiled peanuts.
See, I maybe it's a Southern thing that I'm just not a part of, but I've lived in the South all my life, and there's this thing about I think boiled peanuts like they've been in somebody else's mouth already. I mean, it's just I don't get it.
One of my house, huh? He eats boiled peanuts, and I don't understand. I think it's a Southern thing.
But I'm Southern, so I don't get it. It's not like I moved here and I was like, I don't get it. What are grits? I'm not doing that. That was always funny, by the way. Like, you had Fort Benning, Georgia, you'd have guys come from New Jersey for training in Georgia. Like, what's this? It's grits. What's a grit? Well, they grow on grit trees. They do. What kind of grit trees? Oh, only in the South, you know. All right, so Copper, then I got to know this, though, too. Do you eat grits?
I like grits.
Okay. Now, here's the other question. Butter and salt or sugar?
Butter and salt.
Yes. There you go. Yes. All right. We're establishing our food parameters here on Right Side Radio. No boiled peanuts and butter and salt on the grits. Y'all are welcome to call in and argue if you want to, but that's just the way it is because we're just plain right.
Oh, we've got a taker already.
Is somebody calling in? All right, we'll see how they feel about boiled peanuts in a minute. Yeah, okay. I can see this is going to be a good call already. But yeah, folks, listen, by the way, while the call's coming in, let me just say this. ZLA Solutions has been a supporter of this show since the day we started. ZLA Solutions is literally one of the best around at getting people back to work. If you're looking for a job, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. If you are an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, man, that's their bread and butter. Go give them a call. You can find all their information on ZLAUSA.com. ZLA Solutions, they work with big-name clients all over the northern part of our state, and they're literally filling out the ranks of workforces everywhere. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue-collar, white-collar, no-collar. It does not matter. Check them out. ZLAUSA.com is the website for ZLA Solutions. I know these folks personally. They're friends of mine, and they're good at what they do. All right, listen, the phone lines got active, so let me just jump over there and grab line 3. Hey, Copper, I'll take line 3, Steve from Tennessee. Steve, how you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm good. I just wanted to say real quick that I sort of started my own personal write-in campaign for Mo Brooks. My mailbox on my email is just full of support Trump, send money to Trump, 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 and every time I get one, I'm answering it back and saying, you need to re-endorse Mo Brooks if you want my money. So I'm just saying, you know, if enough people do that, maybe somebody will actually get their attention.
Well, you know, that's exactly what he's trying to do because Mo Brooks put out the hashtag reendorse Mo. And so I guess what he's trying to do is garner support. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to say is I don't eat boiled peanuts either. I love peanuts. I literally eat them every day, but not boiled. There you go.
There you go. Thank you. Well, if Steve from Tennessee doesn't eat boiled peanuts, then we're right. All right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate you, bro. Copper, what was Barry saying?
Barry got his T-shirt in the mail for being a Right Side Ruffian, and he just wanted to say thank you.
Well, that's awesome, which reminds me, by the way, thank you for, okay, Barry, thanks for the reminder, and I'm glad you got the shirt. And I will say this, we were out of some of the larger sizes. I have a new batch coming in the next few days, so I think there were 2 or 3 people on that last T-shirt giveaway that we had that have not gotten their shirts yet. We have you on the list. We got brand new shirts being made. They're coming out in the coming days, so just keep your eyes on the mail. But I'm hearing that people got their shirts because I'm getting messages like that too. So that's good. That's good. All right. Well, listen. Boiled peanuts, butter and salt on the grits. Then I guess we have to get down to Copper. Do you eat banana sandwiches?
No.
No. Oh, see, we were doing so good. We were in line there, Copper. We were marching in step.
I don't like bananas to begin with, though.
You don't like bananas to begin with?
Not unless they're in muffins.
Well, that's not a banana anymore. It's just banana mash. It's just like banana mashed up and put in the bread. That's all that is.
Exactly.
That's not even. So you don't. Okay. All right. I'm disappointed. I don't know how to handle this. This is bothering me. All right. So I was raised on peanut butter banana sandwiches, although there are some who put peanut butter and mayonnaise on their banana sandwiches. And I find that to be offensive, and that is an affront to God and man, in my opinion. There should be no mayonnaise on a banana sandwich. Now, I guess the next question is copper. Watermelon.
I could give or take watermelon.
Okay, but you, like when you were growing up, did you eat like they'd hand you the wedge of watermelon, you just like sink your teeth into it and spit the seeds out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, do you salt your watermelon or no?
No.
Excellent. All right, we're back on track. So it's no salt on the watermelon, but butter and salt on the grits.
Yes.
No mayonnaise on the peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
And like fried okra and fried pickles too.
Oh, all good. That's comfort food right there. All right. Now that we've established our food parameters, we'll move into number three on the Triple Dipper right after this break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Phone lines will be open. 866-494-9866. And if you like boiled peanuts, I dare you to call. We'll be right back.